three storytellers. One didn't have a candy cane in their mouth.
Why would you be the first one to talk?
Well, hi there. Three storytellers had gathered in a cabin to each combine their stories on this Tales from a Cozy Cabin.
Tales from a Cozy Cabin.
Tales from a Cozy Cabin.
Well, come on now, Mr. Fontaine. Don't be shy.
Cranberries. May I call you Cranberries?
Please.
Please do regale us with your tales.
Well, I don't know. I'm worried. Your two stories took place geographically close to each other. We were in the mine car. All we had to do was go underground to find the dirt people, and the mine is somewhat further away.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Fontaine. I'm sure we can make it work as best we can. That's what stories are for.
I'll try to move it to an area closer by.
Well,
how's that?
If you'd like, but also we're happy.
You don't have to walk us through the whole process.
Tell the version you want to tell, Mr. Fontaine.
It just seems like it's in a sort of a different... Okay. Picture a world where big robots turn into cars.
Oh, wow.
And they're searching for the AllSpark. There's good robots and bad robots.
What's the AllSpark again?
No one's quite sure, but it's very important to the big robots. They all want it so bad.
Now... This is your story?
This is definitely a story that you have told.
Yes, it's the one I tell every year. It's the story of a big, good fire truck and a big, bad ambulance. Forever war, but they're really robots, remember. Forever. Caught in a cosmic crisis to find a piece of tech that will save their far-off robot world and win them robot respect. And the robots are always changing into robots with guns and knives. And they're fighting on our planet of Earth and impacting our human lives. They are changed car robots, robot change-a-thons, change-a-trons, change-a-trons,
change-a-trons,
change-a-trons. That's what they are. The fire truck's good, and the ambulance is bad.
Hello, it's me, fire truck. I've been here for 1,000 years. Even though to you humans, you're like, I think that's weird. Because I've only seen a fire truck in recent human time. Well, I've always been here standing beside to help you with your crime. I'm a fire truck. Change-a-tron, fire truck, change-a-tron.
You thought it was a robot, but the robot's gone. And there's a fire truck, cause it's a change-a-tron.
Yes, I do help you. I help to keep up safe and norm. You know when I have to change, I never transform. But when I see something that needs help, when you need help, then I realize, well, watch how quickly I can. I'm a
fire truck, change-a-tron, fire truck, change-a-tron.
Oh no, what do I see? Oh no, it can't be my nemesis, the ambulance, which should be good, but this one isn't good, he is my nemesis. Ambulance, change-a-tron. Fancy seeing you here.
Shut up, fire truck.
You... Oh, dang it. I can't believe you told me to shut up.
And the ambulance really stuck it to fire truck in that moment. Really dug in, and he kept going. He didn't stop there.
You probably think you'll defeat me because of our relative sizes,
he said.
A fire truck is bigger than an ambulance, as one surmises.
Yes.
But when we change into robots, which any minute now we'll do, then you will see that I'm a robot who's every big as a robot you.
We're equal size, change-a-trons. Equal size, change-a-trons. We're the same height and we're as long. When we change into our robot form, we're equal size, change-a-trons. Equal size, change-a-trons. Equal size,
Two of them were locked in a battle, a battle as old as time. Another smaller Change-a-Tron came riding down the line. You see him on the horizon, his size it comes, it grows, sir. Yes, it is a small Change-a-Tron, a riding lawnmower.
What's that sound?
No. Stay back, lawnmower. This fight is too big for you.
You puny fool.
I'm a lawnmower. I am in disguise. A lawnmower more than meets the eyes. Cause you may not know this, but I can get grass that grows and trim it to be shorter. That's what I, a lawnmower, do. But when I turn into a Change-a-Tron, I am just as big as you.
Equal size.
Change-a-Tron. Equal size. Change-a-Tron. Equal size.
I can mow the lawn, but when I don't, I'm an equal size Change-a-Tron. Now these three Change-a-Trons were locked in a battle of a last.
Ow!
For the-
Ow!
Hey!
Ow!
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 Stop hitting
swipe,
me!
Swipe, hit, kick,
hit,
ow!
Punch!
Hit, punch, swipe, kick,
throw.
Dodge!
Now,
dodge!
I don't see why you two can't get along.
Oh, lawnmower, don't you know that this feud is as old as time?
Sure.
Ambulances have always hated fire trucks.
Fire trucks. I've always hated ambulances.
And lawnmowers have always dealt with the fallout from your inevitable wars, hiding from both of you. Even though one of you fights for good and one of you fights for evil, the destruction you bring upon the land, it affects the lawnmowers more than any.
Lawnmower, don't you know all I want to do is return back to our galaxy, but I can't find the spark plug?
Yes, the spark plug.
And all I want to do is conquer Earth and make everyone into an ambulance.
And all I want to do is mow the lawn for $10.50 an hour.
You have no ambition beyond just being the...
I just want a living wage of mowing lawns.
Oh, you want to get paid for it?
Yeah, $10.50 an hour.
I feel you. Sure.
Sammy, it's not making any sense. There's no robots in front of you. And why would an ambulance and a fire truck not get along? They work together.
Oh, no. Courtney, he might be going crazy from the gas poisoning.
We gotta get out. Mr. Fontaine, is this all right that I've injected my children into this tale?
No, please. Most of my story is just cool punches and kicks from the big robots. The big explosions. The camera sort of turns to the sun and they get cool lens flares.
I know it's not the most satisfying narrative trope to say this was all a dream, this was all a vision, but it just is what occurred to me in the moment.
Well, no. Can I shoehorn an element in there?
Please, please, Mr. Rambles.
Look, you guys. Do you see that mound of dirt wearing a hat?
Oh, very good, Mr. Rambles. That is a nice way to get Maurice the Dirt Man in there.
Right, and so we don't know if he's actually seeing the
that's
Dirt Man.
That's fun,
Yeah, it's fun. Because
okay, let me keep this suspense.